Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 2nd, 2005. Today's message is titled, The Straight Way. The scripture text is 2 Peter 2, verse 15. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. I have an aunt and uncle, along with some cousins, who live in Lincoln, Nebraska. When we last visited with them, my uncle told me that one of the main streets through the city is O Street, and that it goes for 70 miles absolutely straight. Having lived nearly 30 years here in the Northeast, I find that very interesting. In these parts of the country, I can hardly imagine a road for more than a couple of miles without some bend or turn in it. I do recall a long stretch along both the Pennsylvania and Massachusetts turnpikes that are straight, probably for 4 or 5 miles, but that's due to a massive amount of cut and fill. Throughout the Bible, following the straight way or path is emphasized. David prayed in Psalm 27, verse 11, "Teach me your way, O Lord, lead me in a straight path." Proverbs 11, verse 5 states, "The righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness." John the Baptist came to, quote, "prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And we often paraphrase the words of our Lord Jesus in regard to living by the straight and narrow way. This is actually taken from a phrase in Matthew 7, verse 14. Just this morning, prior to Brooksine's knowing what I was writing about, she prayed with the Spirit and quoted this very verse. But in the daily text, the Apostle Peter speaks of those who have left the straight way. What a sad condition. Today we will all make decisions and be confronted with temptations of various sorts. Our enemy wants us off the straight way. But let us make a renewed resolve in our hearts to stay on the straight way today.
Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You've given us the roadmap to follow through the guidance of your Holy Scriptures. You've established and proven through the saints who've gone before us that your way is the only way to eternal life. It is the only way that we can have victory in our walk here on earth and the assurance of a victorious eternity in heaven. Just as John the Baptist went before you, preparing the way, I thank you for going before me, preparing the way for my journey. Though Scripture describes a Christian's walk as being on a straight and narrow path, it certainly has steep inclines, and its route will take me through deep valleys. If I wander off course, I'm grateful for your Holy Spirit, who reminds me of my commitment to follow you. Once again, calling me to my heavenly destination. I thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer with us, Brooksine. She was suppressing a cough throughout most of that prayer, and that is indeed the prayer for our life today and the prayer for each one that's listening to this as well. Let me just give you an update on my mom's condition. As people begin to listen to this podcast, which we began in September, they may be newer to our ministry. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Normally, I write these messages early each morning, and my wife writes the prayer and hopefully edits my work well. My mother lives with us, my 84-year-old mother. She's almost 85, will be later this year, and she is just having a real tough time physically. She's now dealing with the condition known as shingles. She is very, very weak and now requires our care for practically everything. In fact, we were up very early this morning and then just a few minutes ago again, just getting her into the bathroom and just the various issues of life. It is our desire to keep her in her home as long as we're able. We sometimes wonder how much longer that can be, tell you the truth. I especially bless my wife who bears the brunt of this burden. And we also appreciate those of you that have written with words of encouragement and prayer. It's great to be part of the family of God. Well, I'm Stephen C. Weber. This is the Daily Encouragement podcast for this Wednesday, on November 2nd. Again, our website, there are more materials on the website. The written version is dailyencouragement.net. This day, may you stay faithful and may you stay encouraged.